רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. Tragically, with quite frequently today, one meets young people and they're bechina von she'eini yedeilish. Like the famous story about the cynical, sarcastic professor, philosophy, was asked by a student at the university, tell me, learned professor, which is worse, ignorance or indifference? And the professor thought a minute, and he said, I don't know and I don't care. There are a bunch of people who you don't know how to get the key to their hearts. They have the most elegant families, they have the best chinuch that money could buy. Well, they never lost a tzer by davening. They have no, they come to us. What do you do for such a person? Says Teres Emes, "She'eni the elishal at psachli chol apirushim. She nemar vigadat olavidcha beyavulemer ba'avurze also Hashem li b'tzaisim mitzrayim." What does Rashi say on the pasuk ba'avurze? Ba'avur she'akayim mitzvoyisov kigoyin pesach matzah umor. Says the Holy Bnei Yisalscher that pesach matzah umor is begimatria krasot 729. That the Besyosa brings in Magad Meshorim that the shame in order to eradicate the Yitzahorah is Krasot. Kumto is the mitzvahs of the night, Pesach, Matz, and Mor. By the way, the Chum Sofer says this in the Drasha, the Shai Yisosu, the Munkatra Kosunit. The mitzvahs halayla have the power to destroy the Yitzahorah within a person. Val Derech said we find, the Chum Sofer says elsewhere, that when Yankiv Avinu had his epic struggle with the Samach Mem, the Malach of Esau, who was Sotnu Yitzahor Malach Amovis, his name was added a name. Now Yaakov becomes Yisrael. Yankiv Yisrael is also Begimatria Krasot. Nishnerdos, we find that the Pasuk says, Ve'erel Avram El Yitzhak Vel Yankiv Bekal Shaka Yashmi Avaya Loinu Da'atilev. Save this for him, Akhtarishim. Take the gematria of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, plus 91, which is Havaya Adnai. It's also the gematria Krasot. Therefore, one has to think there must be a shaychus between Krasot and destroying the Yitzhahara, Bekirbeinu, and the mitzvahs halayla of the Seder. And the Ovis Akhtarishim, by the way, it says in Pasuk, the Abish is Beseach Yad Bistruva, says the Chusayfer, in Rosh Hashanah Tikkun Rosh, Yad Bistruva is also Begimatria Krasot. So all of these in Yonim somehow have to be related. So I thought to myself, Azoy, nothing original to me. It never is anyway. There is a pretty simple Nekuda, I saw Rav Nosson Gishtetner, Zekasadak Rosh Hashtelstachan, it's a portion of the simple Nekuda, but I never thought deeply into it. What I'm saying today is just a hakdama to the shir I wanted to give, which I'm not going to, maybe next week. But he says, I'm going to think of Vort. If I was to ask a simple school child, in history, one of the first Mu'rois events that happened, Belelis Kaddish Chag, that was the night where Yankev Avinu went to get the brachas from Yitzchak, which are brachas to Adlo El Milam, till Mashiach and beyond. According to most Meforshim, so is in Chavis and Pivter Belezer, so is in Zohar HaKadosh, in a few places, so is found in the Targum Yoinus, in Al-Asar, in Medrash Rabbah, etc., etc. So brings Rashi, in Truth Yishol Mikra HaTorah, when, what was the night that Yankov Avinu went to get the brachas of Yitzchak? I have to say, there is a Arayim Ahemnin, Parshat Emor, which says it took place in Rosh Hashanah. Grad, if you look in the Biurei HaGro, in Tavkuf Pegimel, there's the meaning to be Toivel, an apple, B'dvash, and to, that is because it says, Re'ei Reach B'ni K'Reach HaSoda, and the Zohar says that this took place in Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, either it's a Machlokes, Rosh Chalukas, or as more mistaber, and the Chidos says this in the Sefer Nisus Yairus and the Zohar and the Machzik Bracha, it's more mistaber. Physically, it took place on Pesach, but especially before Torah was given, when the mitzvahs of the others were reiches, you were able to be mamshik and to just on Pesach. Pashtus Reiv Meforshim Nevanon, that this event took place not a Pesach. That's how we accept. God, you look at Balaturim, it says in the post, Vayorach es Reach Begodov, says the Balaturim, Vayorach is Gimatria Yoim Pesachoye, and Reach is Gimatria Lel Pesach. And since, as we'll see, the Yankov Avinu getting the brachas from Yitzchak is the hakdama for all the nisim and the flois, deiris, deiris of Pesach, Therefore, it's interesting. Says Rav Nosson Gishtetner, he brings a few. I just thought about a few more. Kama v'kama min hoge Yisrael, which are nafuts in roiv kehilus kveishes b'Yisrael, have their source. Or one of the many, many reasons for each minig is based on the events of that night. I'll try to give you a few. Number one. Minik Pashat in Kultusis Yisroel is to deck out your table with Kalim Doi. The best, fanciest. Nishtar Dos, the Magen Avraham brings a Maril, who's the father of Ashkenazi Minhagim. That if you have a Mashkin from a Goy, you can also put it on the table. To which the Magen Avraham asked, and only on this night. The whole year you can't do it. Why? Because the Sheol Shalim Midas, it's a Gazel. So why are you allowed to be a Gazlan on Pesach? Tutzich, Terutzim, Anashir, the Satmar Rebbe says, there's a Ksof HaChoshin in Lamed Dalid, who said a Sheol Gainiv Min Aganiv, although you have to return it, but you're not called the Gazlan. Right? Others, all kinds of Terutzim, how to answer the Lumbus of how Yanko Avi. In other words, this was a, I'm trying to say this, that we borrow, Kvayochel. The Magen Avraham, the simple answer is, because once a year, the Goy is not makbid. Right? But it's the Yisoid of the Minig, to borrow, so to speak. The Mishkinus of the Goy is from what? Because Yankel Avinu took the big day of Achamudis to go in and get the broch. He borrowed it without rishus. How did he borrow it? So some say he was a goyin of min aganiv, because who did it belong to? Nimrod. And when Esav killed Nimrod, he ripped off the begadim of Adam Harishon. That's one possible answer. Or the Satmar Rebbe says it could very well be that the Eibishter told Rivka b'nevuah that this is the way to get the brochus. So when Yankov was listening to his mother, not only was Mekayim in the midst of Kiburim, the midst of that Isa of listening to a Novi, right? And you're not having a Noah because mitzvah is lav lehenistit, and therefore it's no problem. Over why dafka do we go out of our way? It's to be merames of Yankov Avinu getting the brachas by borrowing kvayochol the Eis of Achamutz. To remind, God, the Ranach in the Sefer Imri Shefer asked, how did Rivka, Esav, her son, was mafkid by her, the big day Esav, how did she give it away? What kind of shemeris is she? So one of the answers given to Chavos HaLashon brings a pasha to answer, because this wasn't stamma, it was a garment, tuxedo. This was the big day kahuna. And once Esav sold the right of the Bechira, they were the right, so including in the right of the Bechira, to be the Mishamish and Avaida, included in the Begadim that go with the job, so to speak. Whatever. Share Terutzim Lo Nirlu. Or it says in Sforim that the whole idea of having the Mishkanes of the Akum and publicly displaying them, that comes from Yankov Avinu taking the big day Eitz of Achamus, number one. Number two, Naharan Haru Pashta, some people have a minig, they give a bracha to their children every Friday night. Before Shalom Aleichem, many kilos. Some people don't have a minig. Over Leil Pesach, there's a much more widespread and Reiv Tzutzis Yisrael that a father gives brachas to his children. Where does this come from, Dafka the night? So it says that in Pirkei Lezer, in Targum Yonasan, that Rivka told him tonight that the Malochim, the Sarimayam, Shabeach, the Eibishter, right? And the oitres of Tal are open. In other words, the heavens are open, you can bring down brachas. Ash'alkin, the minhag pashut for a father to give brachas to his children. Which, number three, Lefiz, I understand, say this for him, it's not my own word, the Shevet Musar, brings in his form that is the reason, say Michel Shalyo, that is the reason why we say Tal went on Pesach, because that is the day that Rivka told Yankiv that the Shari, the Oitzrus, had Tal or Psuch. Number three. Number four, one of the many, many, many reasons why it's a minig in Reuf Tzutz Yisrael to wear a kittel, b'shas the Seder, also because Yankov got the brachas wearing the big day kuhuna. So al derech, the Kohen Gadol, wore the big day love, and al derech, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mishamish in the Zayin Yemei Amiluim with big day love on. That's why some people wear a kittel. Nishner Dos, number five, Yankov Avinu tells his father, Kumna, Shva, V'ochla, Mitzedi, right? Says Rashi, what does Shva mean? Loshin mi Yasev al Ashulchan. Timesiv. Says what I said. Oh, here is the mocker, the earliest known mocker, as far as I know. The Yankov of Mitzvah Seva. Because Yankov Avinu asked his father to be Mesiv, to recline. Then it says number six, Vayavi Layayin Vayesht. Says the Targum Yoyusin, the Pirush Rabbi Sein, about the Tosfos on the Torah. Did Rivka, did you say anywhere in the pasuk, did he ask for wine? No. Did Rivka give him wine? No. Where did he get wine from? Says in Sforim that the Malach Michal came down from Gan Eden and he gave him the Yayin HaMeshumer Manova from, you may brace. You may remember, pasuk says when he left the room, who's the Balker? You're a Balker, no? Yach Yotza Yotza Yang, right? Yotza 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 Yotza. Is that a bit superfluous? Hello? What is the gematria of Yotzoi or Yotza? 101. Whose name is gematria 101? You don't got to be a genius. Hello, it's a symbol in one of the parishes. Parish the Tzav, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah? Bichol! It's Meram is that just when Yaakov Avinu left, he left together with Michal. By the way, in the piyut that you say on Musaf on Yom Kippur, with the levushim of the Kohen Gadol, it says he dressed up like Michal Mishors. So Michal, that's another reason for it. You got my drift. Okay. Next. Why? And this is the mucker of Dalav Kaisis. Why does he need wine for? Couldn't that Pepsi Cola with wine? Says the Megal Amukis, says all the Pritzadik says, this was the Chiddush, this was Yankovina with Teir Shabal Peh. The idea, well, by the way, anyone know historically, Dalav Kaisis, when was Chazal, when did they institute Dalav Kaisis? Says it was Emes, Pesach, Tafresh, and Dalad, only after the Churban Beis HaMikdash Bavin Zinu. And there's no Churban Pesach. In lieu of that, we had Dalgus. That's what Chazal was talking, after the Churban. Son. Right? Yankov Avinu is the Yesuid of Teir Shemal Peh. And Yankov, but it's Merumas, by the way, I feel only be Yisrael, Le'esev, Ad. Right, even in Oni El Bedas, even after a Churban, we're in Golos or whatever. Nevertheless, every year has to have Dalakos. And Yankov Avinu, in other words, was Fadaigit, not just for here and now. He's being a Korban Pesach, but even there'll be a period that there won't be a Beis Hamikdash, there won't be a Korban. That's the reason it says in Sforim HaKadoshim that when Yankov Avinu went to get the brachas, Loma Osa Hashem Kocha Mesave Vasivas, the Yankov should go to get the brachas from his father. Atzeif Kaderis in Big Day Esav, dressed up like a Shegetz. Because the sentence of work, and many tzaddikim have said this, because Yankov Avinu wanted to be poyul ma'aseh ovus im lebonon, that even when a Jew bechitzonius looks like an Esav, the yadayim is the Esav, over beemes bepnimius the chayankov, and he's also zeichet to brachos. Let's take from tzaddikim zayshali.
He was. Huh?
But
the rishon's clothes, he wore.
I could answer you in 100 ways. Hello, my dear, sweet, holy friend. Work it out. Yeah, but it was associated, here the two with Ace. Zozayin Azoy. Here the two, the only people who ever saw wearing it is Nimrod with Asaph in living memory at that time. Well, I mean, aside the fact that it's actually Midrash's Chalukas. Well, we talked about it the other week. Right, this actual Nachazach number 7 on the Kudah. I'm not going to talk about this. I discussed in previous years. People often think I've just given a gewaldige pilpul. I was makasher bavli yushalmi sefrat kol atayraku that no one on the table understood. But I got it off my chest. I have those gewaldige pilpul for the sake. Right? Yes, none of my kids understand. My wife understands. But I've been darash kabat. So I said this gewaldige pilpul, 3 hours of a long pilpul. Right? And now I have to give a pilpul after the meal. So now we have a break for gefilte fish, for whatever, after Maya. So now I could take it easy. I could wipe my thing. And now we could talk about the man in the moon, my Aunt Julie from Southport, you know, whatever. Now I need a break. I'm a human being. I'm a Yiddish. Right? Says, I tell this to my Balabatim Rehova every year. Right? One of the reasons you wear a kittel, it says in Sforim, imagine you're dead, and they came with the Hever Gadisha, and they buried you, and the Rav gave a Gavaldiga Hespid, and you heard Kaddish, a lot of tears. And then they said, you know, Yankel was not such a bad bloke. You know, he died so suddenly, he didn't have a chance to say goodbye. We're giving you a 6-hour reprieve. And you're coming back from the Bez Olam, and we're allowing you to speak to your family now for 6 hours. What are you going to talk about? Do you know, by the Seder, Kutzebichu, Shinte, the Pamela Shemayla, Malach himself, my father, everybody. Your Zaydis Neshamas, your father's Neshama, your Zaydis Neshama, your Elter Zayda, are all come from that Aiden to be present at your Seder. They're there, whether you know it or not. Let's keep it in the red. There's a Vorfin Tver Shleim, Matzis Ye Ochel Bamokim Kodesh. The Moil Tafayin Heilig, right? At the Seder, you don't gotta be, I'm not talking about Madrigas or the Kamarnu who disappeared in the Seder when he ate Matzah, you know, he just became invisible. I'm not talking about the Lel of a Rebbe who fainted in the middle of the Seder, he's got bottles of water because he would have a spashtus agashmi as they were out of the world. People care, kenu. By a Seder, you'd have zitzin, bikdusha, vatara, a thump, fire, b'dechilu, rechimu, with, you know who's there at the Seder. You gotta take it seriously. Every word, every syllable uttered from your mouth, b'leilas kadosh chag, you're making memories for forever. So it says in the Sforim, you said two kapitel tilim, howl, I got to break for soup and the chicken or whatever, whatever you eat over there, right? Well, look, then, what kind of heftig in the middle of, is the charaya, it's for Semet, the Gerer Rebbe said, I got who, is the charaya that Shulchan Aruch is part of the howl, is part of the Seder and Yonam, it's one of the, but of good, where do I know this from? With the whole suit of the Shulchan Aruch is part of the Matamim that Yitzchak Avinu ate. There's a letter from the Chovetz Talmidim, the Piasetzna, a moving letter. And Bekitzer, the one that could be relevant to Kashim Kerkenu is, when you're sitting at a Seder table, imagine you're in Gan Eden. You see, when Yaakov came in, it says, that's how you have to eat. Imagine you're in Gan Eden. Imagine, how did Yitzchak have to eat? Yitzchak had a sheikhus to Elam Hazah. Yitzchak was Elam Timim, he's out of the world. Right? Gerad said that eating Pekdusha on the night of the Seder is Mechaper and Cheta. Cheta Tzatach. You reach the Madrega of Adam Rishon and Gan Eden before the Chet. And therefore it says in Sforim, there are four sons at the Seder, because at the night of the Seder you can reach the heart of each of the four sons. Therefore, the Targum Yoinuson says, "Re'ei Reyach Beni Kereyach Asoda." That refers to what? The Ketores. Busiman Dasida is his Karva Betavra Be Mikdosho. Right? This is Chakal the Brichi. The Brichi Yasei Hashem. He smelt the Reyach of the Ketores, which is going in the future to be Nikrov on the Harabais. What is Ketores? Everybody knows the Gemara Krisus that called Tainis, Ja'ein Ve'Poshe Yisrael, is not a Tainis because even the Chelbana was counted amongst the Yidalos HaMamon. Is the Charaya, Keteris means an attachment. That even a person who's vait, at the night of the Seder, if you're a Baba Boss, you treat him rightly, and you act personally as a role model, you can be Makasher, the lowest of low, with the highest of high. Right? And therefore, Chazal say, "Vayarach is reich begodov." The Gemara says, "No, I'm a zayin and zayin. I'll take a begodov." Ella, boit, kiyudu. In other words, it says in Sforim, the night of the Seder is the closest you'll ever get to Me'ein Olam Haba, to Mashiach's times, where the Eibushu will destroy and shech the Yetzer. So, I'm talking about the Seuda has to be also with Gevaldig Zeirus. Number 8, one of the Kainim is the Parshat Azach. Mimic in most Futus Yisrael. Not in Chabad, not in Shinuv, not in whole some Yekutcher communities, but in most places in the world, is that the children go and steal the Afikot. And Kvart Sofchu Kamoi, what kind of mimic is the Mechanic kids and feet in Gnei Vashishtik? A whole Shachu Vitari. Right? Interesting, says the Ateres Yeshua, the Jikra, amongst the many, many reasons, is because that's exactly how did Yankov get the brachas on the El Pesach, the Mirma, with conniving deceit. I don't want to get involved in it, there's a concept of Bnei Yisosker, who brings B'Shem Rabbi Yusuf. Sometimes you have to do, at least before Matan Torah, the Tzadikim did an Aveiro Lishmo, and that was Goyrim, the Abish will do Kvayocha. Charlie Morrow. It says by the Gula, Hashem said by Chatzos, the Abish will be Oiver be Eretz Mitzrayim. Oiver, Zohar HaKadosh says, the Vati be Eretz Mitzrayim. Milosh and Aveiru. I don't know how to eat this. The Aveiru is the Abish that was Oiver on Shur HaSadim. whatever this means, the Shekhinah, the Eibishter, whatever, right, came down in an Eretz, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't pray, in an Eretz Malaya gloom, right? The Eibishter Kvayochel, the Chol Malbushag Alti, he came, in Kvayochel, whatever this means, he came into a place of Gimel Klippas Atameyas of Erevus Oretz to be Goyal Kal Yisrael. So the Eibishter Kvayochel, whatever this means, was another Shmuz from another time, right? But the Eibishter did that Aveiro, Vayav, Vavarti, like an Aveiro. Why? Because whatever it says to Bnei Yisrael, whenever you need to be Mamshech Sodom and Kal Yisrael and Dinam and Umaz and Umaz Oilam, then comes in a Gedra of Aveiro Lishma. And therefore, the whole getting the brachas, the Angavinas receiving the brachas, had to be with Ashtikul Aveir. By the way, what's the Gimatria of where's Rabbi Sternberg? Afikoyim is Gimatria? No. That's true. We'll deal with that in a minute. You're right. Rabbi Fulda Chatosi. Afikoyim is Gimatria Aveir. The kid steals Afikoyim. Afikoyim is Gimatria Aveir. You hear? Because sometimes that's how you come to the whatever. Right? Nachazach. I wanted to speak today about charoisus, actually. All the big in Yonan, Pesach, Matzamor, you all know. Charoisus, I'm totally ignorant of, but I thought it was a fantastic topic. I have a whole shiur on it. I just worked out this week, but I this is my introduction to the shiur on charoisus. Maybe I'll do it next week. What do you put in charoisus? What's this charoisus business? The main ingredient, if I remember correctly, is apples. Why apples? You're not going to be a genius. Re'ei re'ach b'ni k're'ach asode. Targum says, k'chakal tapuchet. Hello? Nishnardos. You look into Rashbam al-Asar in the Torah. What do they have? Shehoye by re'ach ner v'karkum kino v'kino. All of these interesting spices. The Ramal says in Tofai and Gimel, right? You make charoises from those fruits that Kal Yisrael is compared to. The noyistin all of Tavlin could go in, can't read my handwriting, Kinamon, right? Like the reyach that Yankov Avinu smelled when he went in to get the brachos. Hello? Interessant. Says Rav Nosson Gestetner, gewaltige Wort. I never thought about it. Yeah, he's lived 50 years. You have to say it, you don't think about anything. Right, you know, how many times are we matbilim at the Seder?
Twice.
One time, every two-year-old travels. Karpas and Salzwasser, right? Next time, the Mar in Charoisus, yeah? So what are we dipping in? Think about it. Melech, salt water, and Charoisus. Hello? Why do we have these strips, or we used to have at least, these strips of cinnamon with ginger, with all these funny... Doimel Tevin. What's the connection between salt and Tevin? Those were the two things that Esav, the Chazir, who the Lafayim, Arishakim, Kates and Ma'asrin is a Tevin, and Kates Ma'asrin is a Melech. It's a sound. Never thought about it before. Nachazach. Okay. The Pasuk then says, number 10, when Esav HaRosha finds out that Yankov swiped his brochus, what is his response? Then go to the pub and have a drink. Says the pasuk, "Vayitzak tzaka gedoyla." Next word, umara admeoid. Kunt ois Esav Harosha is a personification, a living shtickle mora. Mora, he's bitter. Therefore, Hillel used to take Pesach matzah umara the korcham biyachat because midarais you're mevatel something chal betray. So you mevatel the mora. Mora, by the way, is gimatria movus. Right, which is Esav, Edoim, Al-Khar B'chartichia, v'chulu, in the Matzumor. Now I understand Lachavot. This is next week's shiur, we'll talk about Charoisus next week. But according to Tanakam, at least, why do you dip the Mor, the Chazeres? By the way, Chazeres reminds you of which word? Chazir. And how do you know the Chazir refers to Esav? Because you learned the Gemara in Pesachim when you were knee-high to grasshopper. Yecharsemen chazir miyar. The ayin is the middle of Tilm, yeah, hello? Which refers to Esav, Chazal say. He's called the chazir, who shtek the race to Tofai. Yeah? What is the Mar called? Chazeres. Hello, anyone out there? And it has in it an eris, a venom, a poison. Hello? It's called kaf. Next week I'll talk about kaf, gewaldige kaf. According to the first opinion, Tanakam. What do? We take the shtikel ace of Arusha, the Movis, the Edoim, the Hitler, and Mahaktim Arayin in the Charuset, which is the state Tapuchim of Yankee of Isha Emes of the Zayda, right? And we're toivling, and we mevatel him. We mevatel the eris of Esav by shtecking the mor in the charoises, which represents the Klal Yisrael, Nimshal Ketapuach, Nimshal Ketei, whatever. Interesting, just parenthetically, Svarim HaKadoshim bring, Matzah, mor, Koirach, is Gimatria Esav and Yishmo. You're not going to be a genius to work it out. Esav is going to get Shvichas Domin, as I just said, mor, Movis. Yishmael is Chesed Lumazed the of Avram. That's connected Matzah. You don't have to be a genius to work at Matzah's connected Taivus, the base of Avram. The Kalina says, and this is important terrorist obvious, someone who's Makbid to eat Matzah properly, with the Kavanis, he gets rid of his Taivus. You're not going to be. Gaiva and Taiva are organically, intrinsically, if a person. Taiva is because a person is thinking about Gaiva, and leave after you. You want pleasures, you want whatever. Matzah is Mevatel Taivas. And then the Koirach is Mevatel, as we discussed many times in Ikvus of the Mashiach, when you have the Shidduch of Basmas, of the meaning of Esav and Yishmael, that you do away with Koirach. And Kam Koirach. Okay. Now we understand Nochazach. There's a din here that Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Afikui. Hello? Why is that? It's a very funny din. I've done the mitzvah, finished Gemara, now. So now Rabbi Fulda says, because what happened here? Yankov got in first to his father. He gave him his matamim, he gave him his karmel chagiga, he gave him his karmel pesach. Yeah? Now Esav comes with his geshaft. Yeah? Why couldn't he eat? Rav chol b'sum shchich. You know, something geshmak is always room. You know, ask. You know, hello. Why couldn't he eat another shtickle? So that's what he says. Bo achicha b'mirma. Say Chazal b'chochma satoyru. And as Rabbi Fulda points out, b'mirma is gimachia afikoyman. The din is ein maftirin achar pesach afikoyman. You can't eat anywhere. And that's why it became nikva that ein maftirin achar pesach afikoyman. Hello? Do you ever think the Chochem, right, in the Haggadah? You could ask a zillion questions in Masechta Pesachim, felt that Pulpul in Masechta Pesachim, the Onashir. Every Rav has 3 billion Shabbos, Juvah, Shabbos, Haggadah, Onashir, mate. What is the Chochem asking? Maha, Eidus, Vachukim, you tell him what? That's the only, what's the question, what's the answer? The question, the Ritvo brings B'Shem Rashi, the Vodraham brings B'Shem Rashi, the Shivali Haleket, the Daily Harishonim, the Ravon, the Rid. He's asking the Seder upside down. The Iker of eating Karma Pesach should be the Karma Pesach. So why are you starting off with the Chagigah, the Matam, and afterwards you have their. The answer is, of all the Shailas in the world, why is that the only Shaila that bothers you about Pesach? Right, because the whole yisuid of the kedusha of the night came when Yaakov got the brachos, and he couldn't give brachos to Esav. By the way, you remember he saw behind Esav ball the crossing. How did he know there was a window in the room? Says the holy rim, the verse I was praying in his kever last week. Right, Yitzchak was saying the Haggadah. And it came to Shvi Chamoscha Lagoyim. In your house, what do you do when you say Shvi Chamoscha? You open the door. Vehine Esav came the crossway. He hid behind the door. Esav came in and he went out. Just parenthetic. Yeah. Therefore, it says in Pasuk, Yankovin Vayigashloi Vayoychal, which is Gimatria Matzah Afikoyman. The fee is another word. I saw the Vina Rav says the majority of words. Yitzchak tells Esav, Chatchila, v'tzei ha-soda, v'tzuda li'tzei. Go to where? Soda. Where is the soda, exactly? The jungle. The Gemara says in Pesachim that loik Avram shekari har, v'loik Yitzchak shekari soda. Shemar v'yeitze Yitzchak l'suach basoda. They were living in Beersheba somewhere. You know how long it is? It's a schlep. Right? And that's why when Yankov comes in the guise of Esav, Maze bihartalim zay b'nigo. Adishnel. What does Yankov Avinu answer him? Ki hikra Hashem li kech lefone. What kind of answer is that? I had kfitzas aderech. I've said many times, what is the shame of Shmira in Drochem, in the ways? It's Yoytze from the Sefitavis of the Pasuk, Ki Malachov Yitzhavaloch, Sefitavis. Yud Vav, afterwards the Hayinuch Langachov, yeah? What is the Rosh Tevis? Vayoymer Ki Hikra Hashem. Same Rosh Tevis. I had Fizas Aderach, I had Shmir. By the way, everyone knows the Gemara in Zvachim, the Kufir Bey says, a Koran Pesach needs a Bom Asibur, not a Bom Asyuch. And one of the Indian of a Bom Asibur is Tolim Kiyun. You need a Koyin. You with me? Therefore, the pasuk is madgish that when Yitzhak Avinu gives this job of being makriv of the Koran Pesach, it says Benoy Agod. I know he's a Benoy Agod. I learned, you know, at the beginning of the parsha notes. Benoy Agod will his path. He's a bechir. He has to madgish it. Not every Tom, Dick, and Harry can bring him up a Koran Pesach. It has to be Benoy Agod. So you know what happens? It's a push it simple. Yaakov Avinu dresses up like Esau, and he brings up the Koran. He has feet set there, and he's back first. So what? What does? And then all of a sudden, the five Esav comes in. Why? Because if Yankiv wasn't a kohen and he was disqualified, that means the Koran Pesach was possible. So the chutz says whatever zor, it's but a treif. But you know what? Think logically. Right? Number one, we have a principle, Ma behemtum shel tzadikim tzadikim atzmam, befrat chuli ala mid rechilu. Yeah. Or befrat chuli shel mishpat reish la medal de paskins, if I shecht an animal, and I sell it to you, and after I sell, and you ate from it, and now you find out that it's a treifa, ah, some whatever. What's the din? Who has to pay? You get your money back. Even for that which you already ate. Why? Because that which you ate is not a hano, it's called kodmos. Yeah? Here Yitzhak says, I ate from it. And I'm a Jew, I still have a hano from it. There's something wrong here. It must be that Yankov is the one who's really the Bechayr. And it's because he feels it has the kedusha of a corpse. So therefore, Esav has to say, it's not just he's keeping harboring a grudge from doesn't negate. Keep it off. He didn't want to fight. He knew his father could tell a kosher carbon to that which is pigly or not. Right? Therefore, the hemshich works out. By the way, the fees I understand another meaning at the seder. It's in my house. I think most houses. How many times do you? Either with your finger or you're from the kais, the becher, whatever makes it, do you pour from your becher at the seder? In my house, as far as I know, 16. 10 makas are 10. The tzachadash bachav is 3. Dom ve'esh v'simris ashan is another 3. 10 plus 3 plus 3, according to mathematics, is 16. Why 16? Anybody out there? Put a shulchan aruch. The rekeach brings, it's called dvorah b'yaliyahu hanavi. Because the Abish, the sword, which he like, you know, is called Yud Vav, again, with the Hay in the Chav. The Chumsoifer says this parenthetically, whenever the Abish wants or whatever, Yud Vav is 16. When this Yud Vav gets together and it says Chach. Chop, chop, chop. By the way, how much is 16 times Chach? Rabbi Sturba, where do I need you? 16 times, it's connected, the Abish's Cherev of 16 size, whatever, is connected to 400 years of the Gzardin and the Bishmet Absorim of goals. Huh? Yeah, there's a whole 400, I've discussed 1,000 times, it's tough, etc., etc. There's a fascinating Maisa. A Chassid once came to the Tolner Rebbe, David Tolner, and he told him, he's coming from Mezhebush, and the Rav in Mezhbur, Bayama Mahim, was the Abter Rav, Rav Yisrael. And he said, our Rav is a very interesting person. He said, you know, we're talking to Shmuzi once, and he said, Fun di yoch, was ich gehad, Pesach banacht, hab ich gehad, a shmira aganzior. Ab ist der Einigung, yeah? From the yoch, yoch means soup. From the soup I ate on Pesach by night, I have shmira. And this chassid, like, what in the world am I? Did the Indian of this, that, Koyim? I think 1,000 and Hogan, I've never seen anywhere a Pesach Ganzer Indian of Yoch. So the Talmud, 2 seconds, understood exactly. What do you mean, Yoch? You're the same shame of Shmira, which is the name that the Eibush uses to smite the Rishoyim, and to bring a Shmira of Tzadikim, which gave Yaakov Avinu the Kvitzas HaDerech on this night, which is Zohar says, the Yud is the Resh of the Charba, the Vav is the actual thing, and that is how the Eibush does. Pasuk says you say it every day, 3 times a day, minimum. Shomer Hashem is called a Havav. How does the Eibush protect Tzadikim? Next, the A Rosh Tevis, the A's Kol Harishoyim Yashmit. What do I got? Zeldazach. Hello. They on this David Amelach Davins and Tilvim Polto Nafshi Mi Rosh Charbecha. The Eibush should use his sword to do away with the Rishoyim. Therefore, Nachazach Yud Vav Hey Chof Tzadnsforim Akdoshim is Rosh Tevis. I've said this before to you. You don't remember? Yochid V'Rabim Halochukram. What does that got to do with anything? Because there are 3 of us. The Degel brings with Hashem Tov. There's a Bezdin L'mayil of the 3 of us. Avram is the Mida of Chesed. Yitzhak is Kvur, Yir, Din. Yankov is Midas. Yeah, but we're Rachman. So when you have the tribunal, it's Yankov who's Machriya in the side of Yamin, the side of Chesed, of Rachman, of Gutzfayid. Therefore, the name which the Eibushter smites the Rishoyim and is called Rishoyim Yashmid and Rishoyim Kol Havov is also this name which makes the Rosh Tevis Yochid V'Rabim Halacha Kerab. When Be'emes that Pichas Freedom brings the greatest, you know, there's a principle that Matzik Zohem Vayigzorem Vayakum Lach, what Tzadikim say has to come true, right? Yitzchak Avinu tells Esav, go and bring me tzedek, bring it here. And what? Bavur, terachani nafshecha, teramomus. Right? I'll give you a bracha. Does he give him a bracha at the end? Ochel veitas brachos. What's the bracha? And we have a principle, lo yachil dvorei kechol ayetzmi pivyasi, a person who speaks Kedusha, whatever he says comes true. Where's the bracha? Says the Kedusha Levi. Says the Bahamas, in various places throughout Kedusha Levi. The greatest bracha to a Rasha, to a Haman, to an Esav, to an Amalek, is that they should be destroyed. They should fall by the Cherev Avit. At least they did something in their life to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Yeah? That's Al Chor B'Chatichya. Your Chayis comes when you fall by the sword, by Yankov Avin. The Belzer of used to say in the name of, by every Seder, in the name of his father, Yipsachaber Belzer, Muridi Gavort. At the end of, after the 10 plagues, you say the tzach adash bacham. Everyone goes, great, what in the world does everybody want here? There's thousands of billions of Pirushim. The bells of you say every year in Yiddish from his father, the tzach adash. Right? He says, Frezach Esav. Be happy, rejoice, be merry, Esav. The tzach, from the word ditzo. Adash means the guy who sold the Bechayra for the Nezir Adoshim. The tzach adash, you who sold the for a pot, for a pottage of lentils, right? The tzach, rejoice, because bachav, the time will come to zehna shvartz and misusof. Time will come, you'll be wiped, and that is the tikkun of what? That is the tikkun of Esav. Gerada, when Esav is like shocked at this whole story, what does he say to his father? Habrocha achaz b'chavi, b'cheni gamon. I've said many times this upon him. Yofis is a Psalm Belzer. Many things I've said. Yitzchak is Gimachia 208, which is 8 times Havaya. 8 times 26 is Yitzchak. Yankov is what? 182, which is Havat? 7 times Havaya. There's 1 time left. What is the Gimachia of Esav? 376? There's Yankov is the 7 meters, 7 times Havaya, because 7 meters, right? Chesed Gvotim. If you take the word Tommy, Tommy, by the way, is Gimachia 50. You're not going to be a genius. How much is 50 times 7? Plus, that's the secret of bowing down. Shiva Pa'am, Magishala, right? Until, and then 26 to 1 time Shemavaya. There's a Nitzos of Kedusha, which is the secret that the head of Esav, the Gemara says, was buried in the Maras Machpelah. There's a Nitzos of Kedusha. You got to first destroy what? The 350, which is connected in Mefarshi Hagodah in numerous places. What do you tell the Rasha? Hakes. What's the Gematria of Shame? 350. Get rid of, and then the Nitzos you're able to what? Perhaps save. The fees of Arech Nochazach. You know, I'll catch you a simple question because I just for a simple rabbi of holy law, I'm not very learned, but don't understand. You go in the second son in the is the Rosh, yeah? What do you tell the Rosh? What does the Rosh say? Marusha Ma Omer. Ma Avodas Lachem. Lachem V'Lei Loi. Zichrei Tzatim Nakal. Kavikim. Af Atav Hakesh Shino V'Marli. Hello. Yeah, hello? I remember that. Yeah? Can I ask you a simple question? Does anyone remember where is the mocker of the Ben Harosha in the Torah? Pashas boy. Same word. This is the Rosh. What does it say? The Balkai right now? The Martim. Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem Asher Posach Al Boteim Mitzrayim Benofes Mitzrayim Tenu Hitzil. And what do the Jews respond? They reach the Rice Kriya. Veikir Avishtachu Al Besturus Agulov Al Besturus Abiyas Orit Val Bonim Sheilhem, says Rashi. Chazal. Hello? Is there a bit of a difference between... It doesn't say in the Torah, punt his teeth, punch him out, you know, beat him up. Hello? Are you with me? What happened? Not a klotz kasha, like a basic kasha. So what do you tell this Rosh in the Shegetz? Ilu ha-yasham. Hello? I was somewhere else in the Haggadah, in the text somewhere, it says something about that everyone has to realize ki ilu hu atzma yotzami Mitzrayim. Because every one of us is called in the Shamas of Azaydis and Babas. So everybody here has a Chiyuv Daraisa to feel as if he personally ba'atzma yotza from Abdus and goes to Chayrus this night. So how could you tell the Rasha Ilu Hayasham Lahya Nigel? I got it. He was there and he was Nigel. Otherwise he wouldn't be in Manchester. So what are you telling this Rasha Ilu Hayasham Lahya Nigel? Is that true? Hello? Number three, Klotzkasha. It's a holy night, it's a happy night, Simcha. Why are we messing with the Rosh? Forget about it. No again, like you get lost. Go to a disco. Why are we talking? You the Malachim Srach my father are coming, to he have Yidin, the Meshabeach, the Shabich, and we got all obsessed with this Rosh. Well, again. Hello? Says the Pichas Frieden, murder is a gevort. It's based on Sforum. You say this in Sifri Tadiga. There's a Rosh in the Haggadah. Who is that? Who's the Chochem and the Rosh? Yankov is the Chochem. Who is the Rosh? You don't gotta be a genius. Who's known as the Rosh? Esav. Esav Yisrael Mumer, that's it. That kind of Rosh Haki Yeshinov, tell him to take a long walk for a short period in America and beat scram. The Rosh in Parshas Boy, he's a Rosh, what do you do with him? You tell him the whole geshef, you would not be bowing down shevach vaydo to the Eibush if you had a Rosh who was irredeemable. If you had a kid that nothing in the world, you wouldn't be bowing down. It's a chayit, there's two different gedorim here. Oh, yeah. By the way, lefiza, just parenthetically. By the way, everyone knows one of the inyonim of Pesach is connected to Tchias HaMeisim. It's one of the reasons we read the dry bones story in Yecheskel. Hello, you're out with me? Chagamatzis is Gimachim Chayameisim, which is also in Makoil, which is also Gimachim Barachim Rabin, by the way. Because Yankovino is Machriya Turab. Hello? Yeah? Who's the one who has the Gemara said the Pesach Mafteach of Tchias HaMeisim? Eliyahu Hanavi. I'm going through places and kindness and salad. Trust me. Yeah? Hello? You with me? This Eliyahu Novi has like a major, it's a whole discussion in itself. In Yitzias Mitzrayim, in your Seder, you have a kos, you open the door, Koshel Eliyahu, you open the door, Shvecham Bofra. Who wrote the Seder? Who wrote the text of the Nusach HaGodim, the most of it that we have, says the Semach Menachem B'Shem Rebbe Rabino Pshischa. It was written by the majority of the text of Haggadah that you read on Medayik, and there's three gazillion Sforim on it, Medayik and every, what? It was written by Eliyahu Hanavi. And Eliyahu Hanavi has the Kunz of Tchias HaMeisim. And what is Tchias HaMeisim, by the way? Bizman Hazeh. You don't go to the cemetery, just... Tchias HaMeisim is a transformation, Rishoyim B'Chayeyim Kriyim Meisim, and the idea to be Machzor them B'Tshuva. Right? Therefore, Elio is Gimachia 52. Echad is Gimachia 13. How much is 4 times Echad? Echad, Chacham, Echad. Kemaisa Yiduv, Meizoskar. To find the Abishter, the Echad, the Akhtar. And therefore, Elio ben Milui is Gimachia Habracha, which is the 4 Milui in the Shemavaya. Ab, Sag, Ma, Ban, Kiyadua, right? Which is, has how many letters are there in the 4 Milui in Shemavaya? 39. How? What is 39 Gimachia? You're not going to be a genius. Tal. How will the Eibush b'chayim meisim? The Gemara says, "Ki tal oiris talecha," as it says in the pasuk. That is the Indian kisham ki tal chermer, etc. Kisham tziva avayas abrocha chayim ad oilam. That Eliyahu Hanavi is mamshiv this tal to resurrect people. Hello, by the way, how many years we eaten in Egypt? By the way. And how many years, I said this many times, Pirkei Blezer, was Yosef there before? 22. How much is 22 and 210? 232, which is Gimashia Brocha, which is Gimashia Yavu Milui. Therefore, what, by the way, what is the Brocha here? The Yitinlcha. The Yitinlcha is Gimashia. Anybody know? Wakey, wakey. 516. What is 516 in Judaism? I've said this 1,000 times. Hello, Earth. Calling. What is 516? Yeah, I can't believe you don't know. 515 is what? Veschan. And Chazal say, Rav Lach, I'll tell you to Dabrele, one more time, he would have, that would have been the, they would have said, Shvai, no more. Xayra Gazarti. What is 516? Bingo. Rashi Tevis, Yisgadol, Yisgada, Shmei, Rav. It's also 516 is Gimatria, Teku, which is Rashi Tevis, Tishbi, Yitareis, Kushis, Abayis. Hello? Yeah? Hashem Ba'ur Panecha Yalechun is 516. Etc., etc., etc. Okay. I have no time to elaborate. The Iker is. I wanted to speak a whole Torah, but Hakdamah to what I want to speak about, really. But about. That the night of Pesach, the whole Lomdus, Samer Rebbe, Erisform, when was it Nikva that Yidin, even before Matan Torah, had a din of Yisrael? Dafka through this encounter of Yankov with the Gemara Pesach with Yitzchak and all Torah. In other words, to become a Yid, the birthday of Yechel, the birthday of a Jew is Chag HaPesach. There's a Reyach Gan Eden within every Yid. The pasuk says, "Bavur Tavarechecha Nafshe, Bavur Tavarechani Nafshecha." Says the vision of the Rebbe is Gimatria LeHibit of the Yankov LeRo Omel BeYisrael Hashem LeKov Imay. And this applies to every Yid. There's a Reyach Gan Eden, which is Gimatria Neshama. Therefore, it's called Lechem. This happened through the brachas of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, by the way, is 208, which is Gimatria Lechem Ani. I've written the Torah. Hello, which is. You don't believe me. 208, no? Lechem Ayini, which is also Gimachia. Ben, how many Bonim are there in the four Bens? 52. How much 50 times 4? 208. So at the night when Oynim all of the Vorim Harbe, when you could bring out the Echod in all of the four sons, Tef was connected to the Tal of Gimachia Avay Echod, and the Eber is helping, which is Taka Bizoycha, Tal of Shemayim, which is Gimachia Mashiach Mendel. Yeah.